You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jim and Trent, we say hello again on a cold, blustery day in the capital city. Hope you're staying warm and listening to us. Great show lined up for you today. Coming up at 4:20, we will be joined by Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. Lots going on with the basketball team and football recruiting. All of that coming up with Alex. John Cannon at 4:40 on the NBA. A little brouhaha last night was pretty interesting. And then at 5 o'clock, it is the Hawkeye Huddle. At 6:30 this evening, it is the pregame show between you and I and Drake. The Drake Bulldogs in first place in the Valley Conference, playing UNI tonight. Trent, how are you, pal?
I'm doing well, Jimmy B. How about yourself?
It's a good day. It's a good day. We get a little local basketball tonight, and so this is going to be fun. Look, Drake never gets much in the way of conversation, and rightfully so, with the seasons that they have produced since 2008. But this has got at least a little bit of buzz for it, at least for me. How about you?
Yeah, a little bit of buzz, something a little bit different to get excited about. And if you would have said, well, on January 16th, one of these teams is in first place in the conference and the other one's in last place, you would have said, of course. Yeah, I know that already. You don't have to tell me that. And then if you would have said Drake's in first place and you and I's in last, well, we would have had you committed to the loony bin. Instead, here we are. And as happens many times, Jimmy B, the truth stranger than fiction.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing how this is played out. Ironically, I saw your tweet. Is the line still 5 or 6? Is that what you tweeted out?
It opened at 6 yesterday. I haven't taken a look this afternoon. Let's see if there's been any movement out in Vegas on the point spread for this one. Moving up a little bit, in fact, up to 6.5 in pretty much every shop out there. And I was looking at the public money earlier. They were on the Panthers early. Let's check on that as well. Go inside the numbers here with you, Jimmy B.
I like it, pal. I like when you do that. You know, I enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah, the money, not a huge percentage. 64% of the cash on you and I, 60%. Okay. Of the bets coming in on the Panthers. So a good clip coming in on you and I, but should be a fun one tonight. Certainly you and I did some things differently in their game against Valpo, going with Austin Fife, and we saw Bennett Cook only play 9 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
It just really helped, though. It seemed like they moved the ball a lot better. They got better ball movement out of the squad, and offensively from where they were, they exploded in that game compared to what we'd seen in the previous games. This is what they had done before putting 81 up against Valpo. 67, 50, 55, 53, 53. Ooh. That's what they were doing in MVC play before finally busting out with the 81 points against Valpo. We'll see if that continues on tonight. You know, the last time we were kind of getting a little bit of buzz with Drake, it was building a little bit what they were doing, and then on conference, they had that early win against Wake Forest. We were getting excited for the game against Iowa after they played so well up in the barn, lost that game by a point, and we knew what happened. Can Drake withstand that? Are they ready to be on the big stage again here in the state and actually deliver this time on the road?
I think that they might be on the verge of being on that stage, Trent, but I don't think they have reached the top step to make that jump. And there's too many holes in their game. And if Reed Timmer has issues shooting the basketball and doing what he does best, handling it and making penetration and scoring in all different kinds of ways, I think you and I will win this game, and I think they'll probably win it comfortably. You and I has had Drake's number. Look, this is a different team now with Nico Medved as the new head coach. They've changed their offensive philosophy and their defensive philosophy, and it has worked, and it has shocked everybody. But I just can't see, after what we had that conversation yesterday when we had you and I coach Ben Jacobson on the show, and he was talking about some of the tweaks that he did. And you just referenced sending Cook to the bench. and how that impacted the way that you and I played in their last game. I have a feeling, Trent, that that is going to carry over into tonight's contest.
So, the four-guard lineup that they've been employing, we've seen Timmer, McMurray, Woodward. You know, Origande's been kind of the guy that's had to play almost the power forward position. You know, how they guard a guy like Clint Carlson, with him and Fife in there, when Cook's in the game, how they're able to guard those two bigs. It's going to be, I think, a lot on the shoulders of Origande, what he is able to do. And Drake's got to shoot it well. I mean that it kind of goes without saying, but the way that they're built, they're going to have to go out there and probably knock down 9, 10, maybe 12 three-pointers in this game tonight, I think, to pull off the victory. And this to me, maybe would change the perspective. It's a nice story, but remember a year ago when Coach Rutter took over, they had that nice start in MVC play. They won, four out of their six games, something like that, and we're starting to get a little bit excited about them. Well, they promptly after that lost, I think, their last 9, 10 games, something like that, at the end of the regular season. We'll see if they can withstand here, and if some adversity hits, if they can bounce back. If they can bounce back, they did it against Evansville over the weekend after losing their first conference game. But I told you yesterday, Jimmy B, this is the biggest week in Drake basketball in a decade. This is the biggest week. A chance to really solidify yourself inside the state. I think create a lot more buzz. A win against you and I, it does more than a win over anybody else in the conference the way it's currently constructed. Bigger than a win even against a Missouri State. You win this one tonight, people jump on board, and then you're playing for first place on the line with Missouri State coming to town on Saturday afternoon at 3.
You're absolutely correct. And the fan base then would rally around that if they got that victory tonight. And they might, depending on the weather, they might start showing up then in droves, which would be nice to see with big crowds again at the Knapp Center. Look, this is a game right now that could really set the tempo for Drake for the rest of their season, Trent.
This is
that kind of game. And people are, well, it's only one and they still have 12 games left. Yes, I know, but just the impact of getting a road win against you and I, a team that has pretty much owned Drake for what? 5 years, 6 years probably?
Who,
maybe
you and
more?
I? 15?
15 years they've owned them?
You go back to the beginning of the McDermott era.
They've
probably played during that time, I don't know, 30-ish times. I'd be surprised if Drake has more than four victories. I don't know the exact numbers offhand. It's more than 5 or 6 years, Jimmy B. We're talking a long time here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, this is it's been you and I's wheelhouse to take Drake down. And I don't think this evening that the offense, and you talked about they would have to drop 10 to 12 three-pointers. You and I defends the three-point line very well. Mm-hmm. You and I both know that. We've seen them play like that. Ben Jacobson knows exactly what's coming in on the basketball court from Drake. He's seen them enough, and so they'll be ready. And I think that line is probably about right that you discussed at the beginning of the program. But I think you and I, maybe now, they have also flipped the switch from being so bad, and you rattled off their statistics for the amount of points when they were only scoring in the 50s, and then they drop 80. So I don't know if they're going to drop 80 tonight, but I think they're going to put 70 at least on the board. Where are you on that?
Oh, I 70.
Just with the style that Drake plays. They want to play up and down.
They want to play a little more up-tempo, but who controls the tempo? It might be a bigger part here. You and I is fine playing a game 58 to 55. They're fine playing that style. If it's that kind of game, I think it's advantage you and I. They don't have to score 70 to win this game. They can win those kind of games, and they're confident in doing it. I did wonder, you're talking a little bit about this Drake team. I was wondering about the tempo that they play at this year. Now, we know you and I is incredibly slow every single year. This season, right now over at KenPom, in terms of tempo, they're 349th out of 351 teams.
Wow!
And they're in the 300s basically every single season. Drake, on the other hand, take a stab where they are out of the 351.
I'm going to say that they're in the top 100. How's that?
You would be off. You would be off by almost 150 spots. Drake is 249th. Though they shoot three-pointers, they don't play at a real accelerated clip themselves. That makes me wonder a little bit. I wonder what the over-under is for the game. Suddenly, a number's starting to pop into my mind. Here's something for you, Jimmy B,
okay.
As you go to your buddy Three-Finger Dave. Over-under opened at 128. It's rising up. It's now 132.5. That's too many points. That's too many points. This one's going to be more in the range 62-59, something like that. I don't see it getting to 132.5.
You think it'll be that close? You don't think that that you and I's defense can clamp down on Drake a little bit more and get them to not cover the 6 points?
No, I'm grabbing the points here. I'm grabbing the points.
Okay.
I think it's too many. Yeah, the 6.5 are too many. The over-under's off. I'm all over this game, Jimmy B. Two-fisted. Bet your mortgage right now. I'm going with the Bulldogs and the under tonight.
Wow.
Couple of locks for you early on. You like that, I know.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's impressive. I just have a feeling that they're going to put 70 up,
all right,
meaning you and I. I just think that that's going to be the case. Go ahead.
Well, you were asking for some numbers. I was looking at the game notes for the game. You and I has won 15 of the last 17 matchups between the two teams. You and I all time 27-5 at home against the Bulldogs. So, yeah, this has been a long, long run. The all-time series, you and I leads 45-25. This is a long, long, long time on this one. Mm-hmm. And good news, sports fans out there. No, you don't have to worry about just being able to watch it on your iPad or figuring out a device to watch it that way. It'll be on NBC Sports Chicago, channel 665. On your Rockstar DirecTV is where you can find that one tonight.
That's good. Be dialed in on that. That way I don't have to watch it on the iPad. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. I can watch it on the big screen. Trent, this is also a day, and you're going to have to help me here because I did not live in the state when Chris Street played here. But it is the... Is it 25 years now where this would have been the date where he played his last game?
He passed away January 19th of 1993. I know Saturday they're having a tribute to Chris Street. Rick Brown, who wrote a new book that I'm looking very forward to reading, he will be there signing copies of the book before the game. But, yeah, certainly a day that I remember vividly, Jimmy B., middle schooler, playing basketball, and a guy that I absolutely loved as a player in Chris Street, and the way that his career finished up in the loss to Duke. He set the school record for free throws made in that game, and just the tragic loss afterwards. Certainly something that is going to be getting a lot of talk about going forward here, about Chris Street and the passing on the 25-year anniversary. Incredible. It's been 25 years.
I was just going to say, it's amazing sometimes when you look back and you say, 25 years, really? Mm-hmm. It just flies by when you're, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Then all of a sudden it slaps you square in the face that it's 25 years ago. Wow.
We'll talk about that more certainly in the coming days as the anniversary comes up. And again, they'll be honoring him in Iowa City on Saturday, and looking forward to that, and just a great Hawkeye. And Jim, we talked about it earlier today, myself and Ken, but when I was talking with Ken, it just brought back so many memories. Sitting on my bed, the 9 o'clock, the 10 o'clock news was coming up. I was watching a show at 9 o'clock, and the little 10-second, little clip comes on coming up at 10 o'clock on the news. A Iowa basketball player has passed away in a car accident, and I sat there for the next 45 minutes, and the first thing that popped in my head, don't let it be Chris Street. And waited for the news and before the days of smartphones and even the internet.
Right.
I couldn't just hop online and go to the Des Moines Register and find out what's going on. And it comes across, and I sat there and I just cried. And I broke down and couldn't stop crying through the night. Mm-hmm. It was It was very difficult to take as a youngster and somebody that loved Chris Street and Iowa basketball, and those memories still very vivid here, even for me today.
I'm sure you weren't the only one that was shedding a lot of tears when that news was announced, Trent. I know that you weren't. Beloved across the state was Chris Street. We'll get more into that, but coming up, Alex Halstead is going to be our first guest, 24-7 Cyclone Alert. The latest on the Clones, getting their first victory in Big 12 conference play. And also, it looks to me again like they're doing reasonably well, Trent, on the recruiting trail.
Good stuff there, Alex Halstead. He'll be able to fill us in, and we'll do it next year as we take you up until 5 o'clock. It's the Hawkeye Huddle here on a Tuesday. Brett Ridge, Dave Creighton Jr., myself talking Hawkeyes from 5 until 6 o'clock. All to come here on 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it, a new year upon us, a happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Start spreading the news. Variety's Black Tie Gala, New York, New York, is set for January 19th. Black Tie is a gala evening emceed by Des Moines native David Anthony Higgins, known for his role in hit television show Mike and Molly. The evening features cocktails, dinner, and dancing. Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us January 19th at Black Tie to ensure all children are able to reach their full potential. Get your tickets for Variety's Black Tie at varietyiowa.com/blacktie.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
As a bee emoji, there's nothing I love more than a strong shot of nectar. But getting behind the wheel when you're buzzed? That makes me want to sing. Drive sober and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
152 pulse-pounding games, 340 blasts of the goal horn as puck met net, and 880,000 fans who visited Wells Fargo Arena to cheer on the team. For four seasons, we've called Des Moines home. So as we celebrate 5 years strong, Iowa Wild is proud to say, hockey lives here.
This Saturday, join us for professional hockey and live music. The puck drops at 6 p.m. and after the game, enjoy a free concert by the 2012 The Voice winner, Cassidy Pope. Visit iowawild.com for more info.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Home in Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Ring. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction, where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to homeingreateriowa.org. See you there.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We go till 5, and then it is the Hawkeye Huddle then from 5 until 6. Coming up roughly in about 15 minutes, John Cannon will join us on the NBA. But right now, it's time for Alex Halstead, 24-7 Cyclone Alert, right here on 1700, the Big Talker. Hello, Alex. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, trying to stay warm until the weekend. I think Iowa State is in probably Saturday games, no weeknight games, so stay inside a little bit more this week, and then back to Ames this weekend for another game at Hilton.
All right, then let's really start with what they accomplished on the basketball court, breaking through and finally getting a conference victory. They do it at home over a pretty good Baylor team.
Yeah, I think, you know, the big thing for them and the talking point afterwards was that they just finally, you know, were able to finish a game. You know, that's kind of been the big thing with some of these games is they just couldn't finish. You know, when they were up 8 points with 3.5 minutes against Oklahoma State, you got to be able to finish that game. And Steve Prohm even talked about that game again Monday. I think that's going to be a game that kind of lingers for them and maybe is a teaching moment. And they were able to do that against Baylor. You know, it was a close game there, really under the last media timeout, then really into the final couple minutes was still a two-possession game, and Iowa State pulled away. And that was kind of the first time they finished, and I think they've learned from some of those mistakes, like the Oklahoma State game, like the Texas game, and we'll see what it does for them going forward. You know, it's big for them, I think, to get that first conference win, but now you go play a top 25 team Wednesday at TCU, and then you come back home and play a top 10 team against Texas Tech. And so most of the games they have left are against top 25 teams right now, and so it never gets easy in this conference, but I think it is good for a young team to finally see some of their improvements pay off in that win on Saturday.
Well, of course, Wigington, the big story of this one, puts 30 up a game after he had 27. Was this his best game overall in a Cyclone uniform in your estimation?
Yeah, because I think, you know, he was good on both ends of the floor is one big reason it was his best game. You know, he talked yesterday about how Steve Prohm has challenged him to be more of a complete player and want to be a good defensive player. You know, when you're at Oak Hill, I think a lot of those teams they beat so badly, not to say he didn't want to play defense, although he did kind of allude to that yesterday, that in his past it hasn't been a big part of his game. His game has always been, oh, Lindell Wigginton is a scorer. But he guarded the comp last Saturday, and a guy that averaged, I think, coming into the game 16.5 points and ended up with 9 points and was 2 of 12 from the line. 3 of those points came actually when Cameron Lard fouled him from 3-point range late in the game. So he really kind of held him down a little bit, and I think going forward he's going to guard the best player a lot more, and I think that'll help take something off Nick Babb. But I think what he did defensively, the 30 points, was pretty efficient. You know, sometimes you can see Lindell score a lot of points but not be that efficient from the field because he does get to the line so much, but he hit 5 three-pointers, was good defensively, his 30 points came efficiently, got to the free throw line, 10 or 12 times. And so I think that's definitely his best game. And the big thing with the freshman is how consistent can he be? That was a really good week from last week. You know, what does this week look like for him, especially now he'll go to TCU Wednesday and face Jalen Fisher. So some good point guards that he'll go against, and especially when he's on defense. So I think the test continues for him to kind of, can he keep bringing that, you know, 16 to 20 points per night?
You know, another a nice surprise in the game was the play out of Solomon Young. He really struggled in the second half against Kansas, didn't get a whole lot of run as Coach Prohm went a lot with Hans Brace, but he bounces back, gets his first double-double of the season. As you look at Solomon Young, his development now in his sophomore season, you know, how much more upside is there to his game? We've seen him attempt some three-pointers, sometimes a little ugly, though he hit one on Saturday against Baylor. What more can Solomon Young become as he grows into an upperclassman next season?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, you know, consistency. And it's interesting that you bring him up because he is kind of the forgotten player in that game a little bit, because Wigginton goes out and scores 30, becomes only the fourth Iowa State player to score 30 as a freshman. You know, Cameron Lard had 11 points, 9 rebounds, 5 blocks. Nick Babb was close to another triple-double, and I think only had one turnover. And so that was kind of the story all around. And then here's Solomon Young with, I think, 12 points and 11 rebounds, just an efficient night for him, and a double-double. And I think he sometimes gets a little bit lost when you have some of those other performances. He's a quiet guy in general, but then I think his play is kind of more of a gritty-type play, more than he's going to, you know, he's not the Cameron Lard that's going to impress you with some of his athleticism that he does with a dunk or, you know, some of his blocks. But I think the big thing for him, and I think Steve Prohm has talked about it, and Solomon has talked about it a little recently, that Prohm has challenged him to be a little bit more physical down there and kind of assert his presence a little bit more. When he gets rebounds, I think, is when he gets those points. You know, a lot of his points do come on putbacks or, you know, when he can get some stuff around the rim. And so we saw him, you know, score a little bit more because he was able to get the ball where he wanted it. Like you said, he did hit a three. I think he's worked on being able to knock down some of those shots. I think the other, I don't know if it was Saturday, but maybe against Kansas, he hit one, you know, from around the free throw line. So he can start to hit some of those shots, and I think he's talked about working on that a little bit. But I think as he gets through this year and then gets into being an upperclassman next year and really one of the leaders on the team, since I think they're going to have 7 freshmen and sophomores next year, you know, it's got to be score when you get the ball on rebounds and second chance points, and then just be that guy inside that's kind of a defensive presence. And that's big on Wednesday, because he's got to go against Brad Dionski, who in the first game last year scored like 25 points against them. He struggled the next 2 games, and that was because Solomon was a little bit more physical with him.
Talking right now, Alex Halstead, 24/7 sports at CycloneAlert.com for the latest on Cyclone news. We'll get into some football. One more, just Big 12 basketball in general. We've talked about it throughout the season, but Kansas last night, that comeback. Alex, did you watch it? And well, once again, it looks like all roads going to go through Lawrence for a conference title.
Yeah, it's like you kind of see some of these struggles and you think that this might be finally the year that, you know, somebody at least competes with them to the end. And that could still happen, but I guess that somebody might knock them off. And, you know, they lost a home game to Tech, and that's kind of the first signal, okay, maybe they're going to, you know, stumble a little bit this year. Iowa State, you know, a team that hadn't been playing great, goes to the line with them, 5-point game loss. But then, you know, Kansas State arguably could have beat them on Saturday, and they lose that. So Kansas kind of keeps getting those nail-biting close wins, and a couple of them are at home, but you just still think that something's going to happen. And then West Virginia's got them, and, yeah, I watched that last night and see them still come back and win. It's just like until teams can start to finish them off, it's just this streak's going to continue. And it's going to be interesting because I think they do have their flaws, clearly, but they still keep finding ways to win those games. You know, going into the week, there were 14 of the 25 games of the Big 12 were decided by one or two possessions, and another one last night, and Kansas has been on the positive end of most of those.
Alex Halstead is our guest here on the Big Talker 1700. Alex, let's switch gears and do a little football conversation. I'll have you get into some of the guys that are actively being recruited. The quarterback from Arizona, I think his name is Purdy. You can get into him. But before you do that, any word yet on the status of current quarterback Kyle Kemp?
Yeah, so the Kyle Kemp situation has been interesting because it's been ongoing for a little bit while. And, you know, before the bowl game is when we first kind of really started hearing about it to even begin with. at one point, Matt Campbell thought, you know, maybe they could know by the Friday before the bowl. But then, obviously, the NCAA was close to the holiday, so we didn't. Kemp had told us down in Memphis that he thought maybe by January 8th, which was when he began second semester classes. Obviously, that's passed. But you got to sit down with Campbell for about 30 minutes yesterday, and I did ask him about the Kemp situation. And he said there has been more feedback with the NCAA. And the good news is that there's been dialogue between the two, and the dialogue is ongoing. The fact that it's, you know, a back-and-forth conversation and not the NCAA just saying no, I think, is a positive, because it is still ongoing. The NCAA has requested more information from Iowa State, and so I think that at least has given them a little bit more optimism than the fact that the NCAA's reply has not been no. It's been, you know, what other information is there. So mid to late last week, the feeling I'd gotten from, you know, Iowa State was that they weren't all that optimistic. Over the weekend and now, early this week, they're a lot more optimistic. So it's kind of gone back and forth where sometimes they think they'll get him and sometimes they don't. But I think right now they're a little bit more optimistic that Kyle Kemp could get that sixth year than they are that, you know, maybe his career is over.
What's your thoughts on Brock Purdy, the quarterback down in Arizona again? There they go, down to Arizona looking for players. A guy certainly with a lot of accolades there. They already signed a quarterback in this class in Real Mitchell. What does that say to you?
Yeah, so, you know, they started looking at some high school quarterbacks last week or so, and, you know, obviously we've talked before about grad transfers, and I think they're at the point now where Matt Campbell just feels like he wants to go add more depth. I think even if they get Kyle Kemp, they could continue this pursuit of Brock Purdy. You know, right now you've got Deb Nolan, Devin Moore, and Real Mitchell. Even if you get Kemp back, you got four guys, and you can still go add Purdy if you want. Some programs do carry five quarterbacks, and you lose Kemp next year, and then it kind of, you know, in 2019 allows you to be really picky with a guy you go get. So, you know, I think Campbell's kind of in the boat that he really likes Brock Purdy, 6'1 quarterback, 195 pounds or so, was, like you said, some accolades, was voted the Arizona Player of the Year, but also was the Arizona Gatorade Player of the Year, threw for more than 4,000 yards, ran for about another 1,000. So just a player that Campbell has really liked. He's actually going to be in home with him tonight. Matt Campbell and Tom Manning will be in Arizona tonight. And Purdy just visited Boise State over the weekend. He's supposed to go to UCF this weekend and Alabama next weekend. Alabama went in yesterday to watch him throw, and they're debating an offer or whether they want to offer him or try to get him as a preferred walk-on, which is kind of crazy. You know, Alabama's kind of in a place where they can go get three-star quarterbacks as, or at least attempt to get them as walk-ons. So a lot still working for him. Oregon State's going to be in this week to see him as well, and UCLA now is looking at him too. So it's pretty jam-packed. He's got 3 weeks to decide, but Iowa State apparently is going to make a push for him, beginning with Campbell at his house. He told me probably within the next hour or so.
Interesting how that's going to take place. Where are you on how they're doing recruiting-wise? Because I don't follow it closely. I leave that up to you guys, which is why I'm asking. How would you rate how they're doing right now?
Well, I think they're in a good position. You know, they signed 18 guys early, and, you know, the rating, I think, from 24/7 was 8.405 in the composite, which is a mid-three star. And so you continue to see their average rating for players continue to go up each year. This is a smaller class, and so in the team rankings, you might not see them as high. But I actually, Matt Campbell brought that up yesterday, how, you know, he kind of likes that they're starting to get to the point where they're not signing classes of 25 every year, because he said, when you start getting to the point where you're signing 18, 19, maybe 20 guys in a class, it means that your retention is starting to get where you want it. You don't want to be losing so many guys that every year you're signing 25 guys. And I think when you look at Iowa, I'm not that familiar with their recruiting, but I do know that I have noticed that their last couple classes have been pretty small. I think this one was going to be pretty small. Last year's was pretty small, and that's because you don't see a ton of transfers. Now, transfers just happen anymore in college football because I think a lot of kids maybe graduate in three or four years and try to move on if they aren't playing and that sort of thing. But when you get to the point when you're not graduating a ton of players, you're going to have smaller classes. Now, they're maybe team rankings a little lower because of that, but the depth of this class is pretty good. And they've already got four commits in 2019, which I think that was kind of my thought, was that the success they had this last year with going to the bowl and winning a bowl was going to pay off more in 2019, and so far we're seeing that.
There he is, Alex Halstead, our weekly conversation. Alex, as always, good catching up with you. Stay warm out there. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports and CycloneAlert.com. Well, Jimmy B., I normally give you a minute today, but I thought I'd throw you a little bone today. We're going to bring in our old friend John Cannon, and there's a lot going on in the NBA. Yesterday, MLK Day had games going on all day, and then the fracas last night with the Clippers and the Rockets. I figured a little NBA talk would soothe your soul on a cold, cold day.
I appreciate the love, brother. Thank you so much. And we can get in and talk a little bit about how the Timberwolves and how Fred Hoiberg and the Chicago Bulls all of a sudden have got it going on. And Lauri Markkanen makes more three-pointers in his first 100 than any other player in the NBA. So that's there's a couple of pretty good stories here that we will indeed talk to John about. We will do that. And we'll take a quick break and be right back with John Cannon right here on the Big Talker 1700.
First Light with Evan Henning every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Camp Sunnyside, taking a boat ride, is Joey's favorite thing to do.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Ever had an obstructed view at a show or an event?
This is so amazing.
What's so amazing? I can't see around this concrete column.
That's what it's like relying on checking your credit to protect you from identity theft. You get a limited view.
She looks beautiful.
Who looks beautiful?
You might detect credit changes, but you can miss threats, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Did you see that?
See what? The concrete?
With LifeLock, you can see more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can alert you to threats you could miss.
Told you this was worth seeing.
You are killing me.
Membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. It's easy to declutter with Sterilite 64-quart latching totes. They're a special buy at just $6.48 each. They have a new space-saving shape, and they're clear, so you can see exactly what you've stored. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes, so do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/view for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/view. That's match.com/view. Match.com/view.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school sports. Trek out it here. Join me Tuesdays with Tip-Off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments. Your home for high school sports in Central Iowa. 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net. For Wolf Construction, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. We are back as we head to the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, it is the Hawkeye Huddle, and the guys will have you then all the way until 6. Don't forget, 6:30, the pregame show tonight for UNI and Drake. The play-by-play begins at 7. Now time for John Cannon, NBA longtime dude covering the sport. He's got nothing else better to do except pester us. But we like it when he comes on the show because there's plenty to talk about. John, good afternoon to you, pal.
Well, hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I can hardly hear
Let's
you.
Get... Oh, well, we'll turn it up
Everything
then
was
for
great.
You.
Yes. And then you punched me my button, and now I can't hear you.
Oh, man. All right.
Are we in
I don't want to do – who knows? I'm the wrong guy to ask. I'm mostly in minus myself, yes. My question is – my question.
I'll hold the phone really close to my ear and do my best.
My question is, last night's late game between – the Rockets and the Los Angeles Clippers. Won by the Clippers, but it was pretty physical in that game, John. And you had Houston Rockets players, including James Harden and Chris Paul, headed to the Clippers locker room because they wanted to start something afterwards. In your lifetime covering the NBA, do you remember anything quite like what we witnessed last night?
No, if you told me that the Warriors and Cavaliers would play a game and it would not be the number one story of the night, I would have really fought you on that. But that's how it turned out, isn't it? That game was kind of a non-event compared to that late game and the later game. There was a late game, the 48 minutes, and then there was a later game, the meeting in the locker room. No, I think those guys have just completely lost their minds.
Nothing was going to happen here, though, right, John? I mean, this is just tough guy bravado stuff. It's not like they're going to go in there and start a brawl and jump a guy, right?
Well, right. So the question is, why go in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Because all you do is you wind up looking stupid because you went in there when everyone knows, and in fact, someone with the Clipper team said, you could tell they weren't going to actually fight. It was like once they got in there, I think they probably realized it was a bad idea. But the fact that four of those guys, none of them could form a cogent thought to say, hey, you know what? Let's not do this. Let's go get hammered. Let's go chase women. Let's do something other than this. And then they couldn't pull that off.
I watched the TNT studio show afterwards, and Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal were dying laughing. And they thought it was one of the funniest things they'd ever heard. The LAPD is en route. I haven't heard the cops being called in Los Angeles at the Staples Center for something like this, John. It was comical the way those guys played it out.
Well, and even the fact that there's like this secret tunnel that goes between the two locker rooms, which seems to me a bad idea, and that the players know that they can get. I mean, just walk into the other locker room. It is crazy, and I don't know what it says about where everybody's head is, but I know obviously those teams don't like each other very much. Chris Paul was not a very popular player on that team when he was on that team. I would imagine he's less popular now because you don't have to pretend you like him anymore. And Griffin obviously really enjoyed the way that game turned out last night, and I guess they felt like he enjoyed it a little too much.
Well, from that ridiculousness to what we've grown accustomed to talking to you about, and that's the Warriors and the Cavaliers, the rivalry, is it over? Is Cleveland broken too much that we're not going to see the fourth rendition? Or these are the conversations we have in the NBA in January, and we know come June what we're going to see.
Well, I don't know if we're going to see it this June. I really don't. I know everybody is saying, well, Isaiah Thomas needs time, which he does. I mean, he's not right. That trade, and we talked about it at the day it went down. I was on your show, and that that was a very poor trade for Cleveland in terms of wanting to win something this year. You know, they took a guy, Kyrie Irving, who was a problem for the Warriors. I mean, even though Irving's not a great defender, and everybody knows that, they replaced him with a guy who's a worse defender and is not as reliable an offensive player, easier to stop. You can stop Isaiah Thomas. It's not easy, but you can. There are times you simply cannot stop Kyrie Irving. I mean, you just can't. And they got Jay Crowder, who we thought that day, well, that's really one upside to this trade, is Jay Crowder. Well, he's been, I heard somebody use the term lost at sea describing his season this year. He doesn't know where he fits. And that's really the biggest problem that this team has is, and they had injuries, guys are out of the lineup. They won 19 games against lousy teams, but they won 19 games. Now they're bringing people back into the lineup, Tristan Thompson and Isaiah Thomas. And now where does Kevin Love fit? Where does Crowder fit? Where does J.R. Smith fit with Dwayne Wade on the team? It's a mess. And LeBron, the fact that LeBron is, you know, the greatest player ever is the only reason this team is even relevant and in any conversation. But I don't see how they get past Toronto and Boston and maybe even Washington in the East this year.
I'm with you. I think their struggles are too many once again, unless all of a sudden they kind of figure things out and Tyronn Lue and LeBron kind of have a coming to Jesus meeting and they finally figure things out. So that brings me to my next question. In your estimation, then, since LeBron's deal is up at the end of this year, does he go to Los Angeles?
I don't know that he goes to Los Angeles. He may go somewhere. I tell you, Jimmy, we haven't really talked much about the whole ball thing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to be within 100 miles of those guys. I think for LeBron to go out there and subject himself to whatever LeVar Ball feels like saying that day, that just doesn't sound like a LeBron thing. LeBron's all about control and having it and wielding it, and there's no amount of promises you could get from LeVar Ball that would actually stick when the you-know-what hit the fan. He's going to say what he's going to say. He's going to promote his brand, and LeBron wouldn't be the biggest and most interesting thing on that team. So I don't see him go. I think the Lakers' only chance to get LeBron, and I really think their only path to success is actually trading Lonzo Ball. I think they got to get rid of him. I think his father's a cancer on that team. I mean, they're really building a good thing out there. And Luke Walton, you guys know how I feel about Luke Walton. That's mm-hmm. not a secret. He is a great young coach. Mm-hmm. And he can win with that group and whoever they can bring in. But when you got a player's dad stirring the pot, like LeVar Ball stirring the pot, I don't know why they wouldn't just – he's got market value. Ship him out. Just send him to Toronto or someplace, you know, cold. Let LeVar, you know, figure that out.
Send him someplace cold.
Send him to Vancouver. They don't even have a team anymore. And then,
I was going to say Buffalo, no. but Buffalo doesn't work anymore.
No, they don't have a team either.
Hey, speaking of cold, let's take a look at a couple of local teams here. The Bulls, who are tanking this year but playing well. Lauri Markkanen has been an incredible story. I was not a big believer in him coming in, but he's been ridiculously good. And then my T-Wolves, who actually have had me watching the NBA more than usual this season. Your take on both of those teams, certainly at two different stages.
Yeah, I think you're right to be excited about the T-Wolves. I think, they're aren't they flirting with fourth place right now? I mean, they're...
Yes.
Third.
Okay. Now, so they, if they can squeak out a home first round, that would go a long way. I think you should be very pleased with how they are tracking. And the Bulls, can't even get tanking right. It's unfortunate because they're going to tank their way, right into like 10th place in the West. And they're going to actually have some tough decisions to make because they could be a playoff team, but they've got, do they make deals, try to get a little bit better? Do they, I don't know what they're going to do, but I think in a way it's vindicated Hoiberg a little bit. And I hope I'm not just saying that because I'm here in Iowa and everyone here loves him. And I wasn't here when he was here, but I kind of have kept an eye on him more because of that. But that team has played hard and well together, and that speaks well of their coach. And I think that's kind of helped redeem him, I think, in a lot of people's eyes around the NBA.
I think you're right about that. I really do. And they have the kind of players now that Fred Hoiberg is accustomed to having and playing the type of basketball that he is accustomed to seeing as well. So my question is, during training camp, Bobby Portis decks Nikolai Mirotic, busts his face up. Now they're back playing together. But now Mirotic is available to be traded. Do the Bulls pull the trigger? And if so, could they get a top-line player in exchange for Mirotic?
This actually is something, Jimmy, I haven't really fully understood. Why they really would make him available, because he's really good. And the team chemistry seems to have recovered well from that. Mm-hmm. Largely because of his graciousness to forgive and forget and move forward. So, but I understand he is on the market and he's playing better because he's on the market from what he has said. It's giving him inspiration to go out and really play even harder and better. And I think they could get a good piece for him. I think he's got a very good reputation around the league and he's improved their reputation a lot this year with the way he's approached from the injury, forward.
Well, John, it's basketball talk when you're on. Always appreciate you joining us. But
well, guys, I got it. Before you got to give me something about the 75-win prediction. I mean, aren't you going to? Well, you're just going to let that go?
Well, we're going to save that for another day. We got a long time before we get to June, John. We got a lot of months.
So we know it's not going to be there.
That's correct. But we're waiting to bust on you, John, here when we get past college basketball. Then we can concentrate, and then we're just going to blow your stupid doors off.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I'll wait my turn.
Well, John, when you're not watching hoops, tell us a little bit about what you do for your real job, your real job that you actually do here. We've talked to you since you made your move out here from San Francisco. You're working on mortgages, right?
Yeah, I have been for the last 15 or so years, since my full-time broadcast career, which kind of evaporated when I moved from Phoenix to San Francisco. I had to find a real job, and I started to do loans. And I'm doing them here in Des Moines for a company called Movement Mortgage, which is a fairly new venture, been about a year that Movement has been in town. We're right on Hickman at 128th, which couldn't be conveniently 2 miles from my house.
Nice.
Couldn't have asked for better with that. And it's fun because, just to give a quick pitch, what we do is completely different. We completely underwrite any pre-approval. Anyone that's looking for a house, instead of just kind of figuring out, oh, yeah, you should be able to buy a house, we'll take everything, get it in front of an underwriter, and you'll know exactly how much house you can buy. And if you've got a problem, we find out about it right then, get it fixed, and then you can get into a house. So Movement Mortgage is the name of the company, and I am available. So Google John Cannon and Movement Mortgage, and my contact info will come right up, and I'll be happy to work on getting you into a house. It's great. Great real estate market here.
Yeah, John, and well, we know you're better with mortgages than your 75 win predictions.
That is true. I'm good with numbers, just bigger numbers. 75, not so good. But,
right.
You know, 200,000, I'm good with those numbers. I can do that.
Okay, good.
Good stuff. Hey, John, we're out of time today. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, guys, look forward to it.
That's John Cannon checking in with us. We need the break. We got the Hawkeye Huddle. It's up next here on 1700.
And Brandon Tierney. We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom!
Sponsored by Think About Your Eyes. Seeing is a gift that needs protecting with yearly eye exams. Find a doctor near you at thinkaboutyoureyes.com and make an appointment today.
As a sleepy face emoji, I know we all get tired sometimes. But if you start to nod off behind the wheel, then wake the f*** up. Stay alert and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $4.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with a bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and